This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As you might imagine, we love a good reference to Econ 101 on this program. So we direct your attention now to the recently released Economic Report of the President, nearly 500 pages of insight into the Biden administration's economic priorities, one of which is the clean energy transition and what government's role ought to be in tinkering with that basic economic concept of supply and demand. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall explains what's going on.
In a growing U.S. economy that's dependent on fossil fuels, the invisible hand just ain't cutting it when it comes to addressing climate change, says Noah Kaufman with Columbia University.
Future damages caused by greenhouse gas emission. Markets left to their own devices won't capture those in prices, so we need policies in place to do that.
And do it fast, which is why the White House calls the energy transition towards net zero emissions a structural change. And supply and demand can help us get there. Billy Pizer is with the think tank Resources for the Future.
You can either try to make the fossil fuel use more expensive through regulatory approaches, or you can try to make the alternatives to fossil fuels cheaper.
The government has done the latter. It's invested in renewable technology, research, and infrastructure through things like tax credits that can boost supply. Akshay Jha is with Carnegie Mellon University.
When I think about supply side policies, I think about what are policies that can be put into place to incentivize these suppliers of electricity, suppliers of, let's say, like, you know, electric vehicles, suppliers of installers of heat pumps to do more of these activities.
These are the kinds of incentives in the Inflation Reduction Act and bipartisan infrastructure bill, which are also concerned with demand, like boosting demand for batteries through tax credits. Though Jha says we should also think about reducing demand for energy.
There are incentives in place to make your home more energy efficient, meaning you can use less energy to heat or cool the same amount.
Of course, another market tool for addressing the energy transition, a carbon tax, still lacks political support. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.